Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Sunday, December 4th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with Lucha Libre-related news. Mexico's AAA promotion ran the Mullet Arena on the campus of Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona, Saturday night and featured the first public appearance of former UFC champion Cain Velasquez. In the show's semi-main event, Velasquez teamed with Blue Demon Jr. and Pagano to defeat Gringo Loco, Sam Adonis, and Black Taurus. Afterwards, Velasquez, who's a former two-time All-American in wrestling at Arizona State, thanked the fans and told them to never stop believing. The audio you heard was courtesy of a video posted on MMAFighting.com's Twitter account. On November 22nd, a Santa Clara County, California judge granted Velasquez permission to travel out of state and work the show, despite facing several criminal charges, including attempted murder, stemming from a road rage incident where he allegedly shot at a car carrying the man who was alleged to have sexually molested Velasquez's 4-year-old son. The incident took place on February 28th, after which Velasquez was arrested and charged. The 40-year-old former fighter and part-time wrestler was not granted an opportunity for bail, which was then set at $1 million, until November 8th. The main event of the show saw El Hijo del Vikingo team with Pentagon Jr. to defeat Dagon Flip Gordon. Moving over to ticket sales, WrestleTix's weekly report on tickets distributed for WWE and AEW TV tapings shows that WWE Monday Night Raw led the group with 7,121 fans at the Norfolk Scope last week. Next was WWE SmackDown, which drew 5,816 fans to the Key Bank Center in Buffalo, New York last Friday, the fourth smallest recorded attendance figure in the 25-year history of wrestling in that building, according to WrestleData.com. However, it's still almost 300 fans more than AEW brought into the Key Bank Center for Dynamite in September. AEW Dynamite and Rampage at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum last Wednesday came in last for the week, drawing 3,572 fans, the lowest attendance figure of AEW's three annual November tapings in that building. New Japan Pro Wrestling announced individual ticket sales are now available internationally for the company's annual post-Wrestle Kingdom event, New Year's Dash, on January 5th. The company has been selling a package deal for tourists interested in both New Year's Dash and Wrestle Kingdom, which takes place the day before, but is now pushing individual ticket sales for the January 5th event. The Wrestle Kingdom and New Year's Dash shows mark the first time New Japan has allowed fans from outside the country to attend one of its native shows in 3 years. The company is also describing the New Year's Dash event, which is set to take place at the Otaku Perfectional Gymnasium in Tokyo, as a quote-unquote mystery card, with no matches officially being announced. International fans had been prohibited from attending New Japan events due to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions starting at the beginning of 2020. In injury news, Robert Roode has undergone spinal fusion surgery, according to a post he made on Instagram Friday. According to the post, the surgery was done to fuse the C5 and C6 cervical vertebrae by Dr. Andy Cordover at the Andrews Sports Medicine and St. Vincent's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. The post included pictures of Roode recovering from surgery in the hospital and looking ahead to the recovery and rehabilitation necessary before he can return to the ring. Roode's type of surgery can take anywhere from 3 to 6 months to 6 to 12 months to recover from, and is similar to the surgery that Adam Edge Copeland underwent in 2003. Although Edge returned to action from the procedure, the issues stemming from it reportedly contributed to his eventual retirement 8 years later. Roode has not wrestled since losing to Omos at a WWE house show in Amarillo, Texas on June 25th. In streaming news, WWE has released a new Christmas-themed video compilation on Peacock and the WWE Network entitled The Best of WWE, Season's Beatings. The 3-hour special hosted by Matt Camp of The Bump includes 17 past matches and segments, including Roddy Piper's Christmas Carol from Tuesday Night Titans, the first appearance of Santa Claus at In Your House 5, The Rock's 12 Days of Christmas segment from SmackDown in 2001, SmackDown's Christmas Battle Royal from 2011, and Santa Claus winning the 24/7 title on Raw in 2019. Taking a look at some of the highlights from a busy Sunday in Japan, New Japan's World Tag Team League continued today at the KDDI Ishin Hall in Yamaguchi. Today's show featured the junior heavyweight division. Winners included the teams of Chris Bay and Ace Austin, Clark Connors and Raisuke Taguchi, Titan and Bushi, Leo Rush and Yo, and Yoshinobu Kanemaru and Doki. Bay and Austin, who represent the Bullet Club in Impact Wrestling, currently lead the standings with 12 points. As of this morning, there's a 5-way tie for second, with those teams deadlocked at 10 points. Stardom's 12th annual Goddess of Stardom Tag League wrapped up today at the Makuhari Messe International Exhibition Center in Chiba. The Neo Stardom Army of Nane Takahashi and Yu defeated Utami Hayashishida and Saya Kamiyatani in the finals. All Japan's 46th annual Real World Tag Team League continued with a show at Osaka's Edion Arena No. 2. Today's winners included Jun and Rei Saito, Jake Lee and Yuma Aoyagi, Suwama and Kono, and Kento Miyahara and Takuya Nomura. Currently, there's a logjam at first place with 5 of the 8 teams in the tournament all tied with 6 points. All Japan has concurrently been running the Battle of Glory Junior Heavyweight Singles League during this tour. On its final night, Atsuki Aoyagi defeated Dan Tomura, which tied both men at the top of the standings with 8 points. As a result, the two men will now face off in a rematch this coming Wednesday, December 7th, at Kurikan Hall to decide this year's victor. The Dragon Gate promotion ran the last show of 3 consecutive nights at Sapporo's 2-in-1 Stadium and featured a main event of Keezy and Big Boss Shimizu defeating Kai and BB Hulk to win the Open the Twin Gate tag team titles and end the reign of Kai and Hulk after only 2 days. Jinsei Shinzaki and Mako Satomura's Sendai Girls promotion crowned a new champion today as Asuka defeated Chihiro Hashimoto, who was making her 11th defense of the title. On the undercard, Dash Chisako and Hiroyo Matsumoto made the first defense of their Sendai tag team titles, defeating Ryo Mizunami and Manami. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.